They bring friction. They divide communities, nations, sects, religions, and so on. They, which is ideas, beliefs, faith, all that is based on thought and facts. What are facts? What exactly is a fact? Not an opinion about fact, or opinion made into facts.
What is the fact of fear, sir?
I'm coming to that. Mm. First, we must establish the distinction between the idea of fear, the abstraction as the word fear, and the actual fear. The actual fear is a fact, not the abstraction of it. If one can move away from the abstraction, then we can deal with fact. But if they are both running parallel all the time, then there's a conflict between the two. That is the idea, the ideology dominating the fact, and the fact sometimes dominating the idea.
Most people would say that the fact of fear is the very painful emotion of fear.
Now let us look at that, not the idea of fear. So let's look at the fact, that's what I'm coming to, the fact of actual fear. And to remain with that, which requires a great deal of inward discipline.
Can you describe what remaining with the fact of fear actually is?
It's like holding a jewel, an intricate pattern by an artist who has brought this extraordinary jewel. You look at it. You don't condemn it. You don't say how beautiful and run away with words. But you are looking at this extraordinary thing put together by hand, by a cunning fingers and mind that has, the brain that has brought this. You're watching it. You're looking at it. You are turn it round, look at it various sides, the back and the front and the side, and you never let it go.
Do you mean that you just feel it very acutely, very sensitively, with great care?
Care, that's what happens.
But you feel it, because of course
you have the feeling of beauty, the feeling of the intricate pattern and the sparkle of the brightness, the sparkle of the jewels and so on. So can we deal with the fact of fear and look at it that way, not escape, not say, well, I don't like fear, get nervous and apprehensive and suppress it, or control it, or deny it, or try move it into another field. If we can do all that, just remain with that fear. So fear then becomes an actual fact, which is there, whether you are conscious of it or not, whether you have hidden it very, very, very deeply, is still there. So then we can ask very carefully and hesitantly, what is this fear? Why human beings, after this tremendous evolution, still live with fear? Is it something that can be, like a surgeon, operated upon and removed? like a disease, like cancer or any other dreadful, painful disease? Is it something that can be operated upon? Which means there is an entity who can operate upon it. But that very entity is an abstraction of trying to do something about fear. So that entity is unreal. What is factual is fear. And this requires very careful attention not to be caught in this abstraction of the one who says, I'm observing fear, or one who says, I must put away fear or control fear and so on. It is we are watching fear, not who is watching. The one who watches is also the outcome of fear. If this is clear, that the observer, to go back to our old saying, the observer is the observed, the thinker is the thought, the doer is the entity who is doing. There is no division. And so, if there is no division, which is an extraordinary fact to realize, fact, not an idea I must realize, it's an extraordinary fact that there is no division between the observer and the observed.